we were given information about a fake robbery or a fake carjacking, that sort of thing. We obviously send police officers. If there's injury, we send EMS, or if there's claims of a fire, or, you know, fire department's coming in. Those are real police officers, real paramedics, real firefighters that are responding to a scene and not available to someone who may be in need of an actual emergency and need help. You know, obviously we don't have an unlimited number of emergency responders on the road and available all the time, and an unlimited number of phone numbers. We have call takers, and we have a certain number of people here to answer the phone when you call 911. And if, you know, we're getting an abundance of these prank calls, they're busy, you know, helping someone who they think is in need, and, you know, someone who actually is in need, you know, may not be able to get help right away. So that's something we're trying to message out and trying to, it's, you know, I understand, you know, kids being kids and, you know, can think that something like that may be funny, but, you know, you have real, you know, life consequences. We will send, if you call 911 and ask for help, we will send help. And, you know, people need to be aware of the consequences of actions like that.